Mediocrity Podcast. Talk about that nerdy stuff. Movies, comics, and video games. It's all good and there ain't no fluff. Is hosting the show. Jeremy Miggert's got jokes. Jonathan Atterbury sounds really handsome, and we all sure love you folks.
And welcome, everybody. This is Mediocrity, the podcast that you always love listening to every week. It is after Thanksgiving. Our bellies, mouths, and buttholes are full of good turkey dressing and lots of gravy. I had too much gravy. I've had gravy, turkey, and dressing literally for the last 7 meals since Thursday. I am ready for a change, sir. Never thought I could have too much gravy, but I have had too much gravy and turkey. Again, we are Mediocrity Podcast. We're on iTunes and Stitcher Radio, and it's great to be back after this holiday. I'm Brian Kluger, and I'm with Jeremy Miggert and Jonathan Atterbury. Last week, Jeremy and I did a podcast live in the flesh together. Unfortunately, Jonathan was not available. He was out at an Eyes Wide Shut party. I don't know what he was doing. What were you doing, buddy?
I was helping my parents move.
Right.
That's my story, and I'm sticking with it.
That's what the kids are calling. So did you have a good Thanksgiving?
Yeah, I had a great Thanksgiving. Helped the family move, and went to, normally my mom cooks Thanksgiving dinner, but this year, since we had just moved the day before, we all went out to a restaurant, and that was kind of, a bummer. It's always a bummer when it's not the normal thing, but it was all right. It was good. I'm just glad we were all together, so that was fun.
Oh, good. Good. Did you miss doing the podcast last week, or were you glad to take a break?
No. I love doing this show, man. It's always fun.
Well, good. We had a good time without you, but we thought of you.
Fuck you. The most boring episode of this show ever.
Last week's show, because the previous weekend was Kluger's birthday, so he didn't watch anything or play anything or do anything. So it was me for like an hour just telling Kluger about things, like about Justice League and about Punisher and whatever and Battlefront. And he's just like, oh, okay, cool.
And then I played Battlefront and I have a heavy trooper and he's really cool.
And he's got an ion turret and he's got an ion rocket and he shoots it at stuff.
Is that how I sound or is that how Jeremy sounds?
That's how Jeremy Price. I'm assuming that's how Jeremy sounded in last week's episode.
Yeah. He was excited. It was a good show. We had a good time. But we're on this show. Jeremy, you did a lot of Thanksgiving stuff, didn't you? How was your Thanksgiving holiday?
It was good, man. I had, in Hobbit speak, you could say I had first Thanksgiving and second Thanksgiving.
Oh, so good. So did you work out at all, or did you take a few days off of your workout regimen?
Oh, there was no working out. It was just a lot of chilling, hanging out, and eating.
Did you watch anything good?
Man, I have watched a bunch of shit. I finished Punisher. Let's see, what else did we watch? We watched a show, Alias something or other, on Netflix. That we pretty much marathoned through. That was like a BBC show.
Okay.
Alias Grace.
That's the one. Yeah, we watched that. We tried out. We watched the first 3 episodes of the Marvel's Runaway TV show. Let's see. What else did we watch? We watched Future Man, which was surprisingly fun, and kind of exactly what you think it might be, but it's super entertaining.
Good. Good, good.
And finished Punisher.
Nice. For those of you who are listening, if it sounds echoey, I'm sorry about that. We don't know what's happening. There's a new There's new updated versions of all the programs we use, and it might be Jonathan's mustache that's giving this this echo, because literally these two, Jeremy and John, are the bearded guys. John has no beard now. He's freshly shaven
on the rest of my face, but I have a nice Ron Burgundy mustache going on. So we've determined that it may be what's causing the extra reverb. It may just be the sound of my voice reverberating in this mighty mustache.
What's the reason for getting rid of the beard?
Man, so I was watching TV, and I think I was watching the Jimmy Kimmel Show or something like that, and it was Jimmy Kimmel and Ben Affleck and like two other guys, and all these motherfuckers had the same beard.
So you're,
and then
you're
I was like, okay, you know, when did the beard thing become like a relatively short-ish, you know, neat beard become like the absolute trend in 30-year-old male fashion at the moment? And I realized that, and I was like, I started looking around me, and I went,
oh no. Jonathan has cut out. Jeremy, are you still here? His mustache cut out.
Oh, that the face that he's frozen on right now is amazing. I got to take a picture of this.
It is. The picture.
This is going to be his new caller ID. Oh, my God, yes.
Oh, my God.
One of those, too. Oh, yeah, that's the goods.
Can y'all hear the pictures being taken? Because it's really funny because it's...
I need one more. There we go.
Oh, he's gone. He dropped out completely.
Let's just keep going. Let's just keep going until he hops back in. They're not going to stop.
That's so funny.
Oh. Can he get back in on his own, or do you have to call him or whatever?
I think he can Skype back in. I'll wait for him. Oh, there he is. Oh, that was funny.
I'm back. What'd I miss?
Oh, nothing important. Oh, man, that was so funny.
That ruined my story about my mustache.
No, it made it better.
Or did it just make it better?
I think it made it better, man. I'm just dying over here. We haven't even gotten into the show yet. Jesus Christ. Oh, I love it. What's it called?
Dead air.
Dead air. I was just laughing at what happened when you were gone for those few seconds, because once you listen to it, you'll love it. But yes, we have a lot to get to today. Jonathan's mustache. He doesn't have a beard because all the celebrities have his beard now. I haven't shaved in
my beard.
Yeah, your beard.
I trademarked that shit like 10 years ago.
but Jeremy's still sporting his, and I haven't shaved in a couple days, so I don't know what I'm going to do. I might go back to the big handlebar mustache again. I don't know. We'll see.
You know, I was okay with it. I encouraged Jeremy to grow his beard out, and, you know, I was okay with it when it was, you know, me and Jeremy and, like, a couple people. And then it just became too many people, and I don't want it anymore.
Trendsetters here on Mediocrity, folks, with Jonathan and Jeremy.
Know it.
Oh, it's so funny. Okay, let's get into our show, because we've just been having fun because we've missed each other. Let's talk a little bit. Let's talk a little bit about the Punisher, since we've brought that up already. I know last week Jeremy talked about it a little bit because he watched a few episodes, but now he's finished with it. I'm further along in the Punisher series from Netflix, which stars Jon Bernthal, you know, the guy from the first season or two of Walking Dead. Punisher is uber violent, uber good, and uber satisfying. Jeremy, would you agree or not agree?
Oh, I super agree. It's fantastic, man. Bernthal is awesome in that show, and his, like, chemistry with everybody is really good. And I think it's probably the best show since Daredevil in terms of all the supporting characters are good. There's, you know, no kind of disposable actors on the show where you just wish they were kind of, you know, kind of played by somebody else. And, man, that show is super violent, but holy shit, it is, like, It alternates between super violent and super depressing.
So what I've noticed so far going on the show, there's tons of flashbacks and tons of like really well done flashbacks where it seems like in present day where he's walking around, but then he just sees these flashbacks happen around him. But they are like super dark and super crazy.
Yeah.
And a lot of it goes back to like his military and, you know, CIA or FBI type of days, like special ops type of stuff. I really enjoy it. He's really good in it. The first episode is so good, but if you watch the first episode and you go to the next episode, there's like almost nothing that deals with that first episode almost. It's just kind of to get you into the character, I think, which was really cool how they did it. What do you think?
I agree. Super good.
Atterbury,
it's one of the few times that I don't get annoyed by it. Like most of the time, like when shows are very flashback heavy, I get a little annoyed because I'm like, hey, look, you know, you start off, just tell me the story and save your flashback shit for later because, you know, I want more story and less flashback. But I actually didn't mind all the flashback stuff.
That's good. You know, I'm enjoying it. It is very, very good. Atterbury, have you watched any of it yet, or are you going to?
I have seen episode one.
Okay. So episode one, did you like it?
I loved it.
Okay.
I saw the first episode, and I was totally into it, and that's all I've seen so far, but I plan on continuing with the rest immediately.
So do you think there's going to be a Punisher season two, Jeremy?
I would be surprised if there wasn't.
Yeah. No, I'm really enjoying it. They've really, really amped up. I mean, I don't think any of the Marvel shows are good on like network television like ABC or anything, but these Netflix shows, specifically Daredevil and now Punisher, I even think Punisher might be better than Daredevil. That's what I'm saying. I don't know. Do y'all agree?
I'd say it's definitely, definitely better than every other show.
Marvel-wise, right?
Every other Marvel show that's on Netflix. I think all of the rest of them kind of sucked a whole bucket of dick. But
even Daredevil? This...
No, Daredevil's good.
But like Jessica
Jones. I like Daredevil a lot. Yeah, I'm talking Jessica Jones, Luke Cage, and Iron Fist and Defenders. None of those were good, in my opinion.
Cool. And Jeremy, are you going to give it a second rewatch, see if you missed anything, or are you just going to wait?
Yeah, my plan is actually to probably rewatch some Daredevil stuff and then rewatch Punisher again.
Okay. Sounds good, man. Let's move on a little bit from Punisher. Let's talk about comics and movies and whatnot. Let's talk about the world of Mark Millar and Kick-Ass. Mark Millar, as you know, created Kick-Ass. We love those comics. We love those two movies. He is creating a new comic series, ongoing series, that's based on Hit Girl, where he is going to write the first story arc, and then he's going to pass it over to Kevin Smith to write the second story arc. Interesting news. What do you think about this? Do we want this? And should it be into a movie at some point?
I imagine it will be into a movie at some point. I don't – just ever since he kind of sold the whole Miller World thing to Netflix, we're now kind of seeing a little bit of the ramifications of that because he's hired seriously big-name artists. He got a guy named Olivier Coppel and from Marvel, and – so to get him, you know, you got to pay a lot of money. And then there's an artist named Kim G that does some seriously amazing work. And he's got Kim G hired to do the covers. And then so then if Kevin Smith is going to be writing an arc, these are all guys that before the Netflix stuff, you know, he would have had to pay out of his pocket. And so the benefit now is that he can get all these dudes pretty much at the same time. And it's not his money that he has to spend. It's, you know, basically it's Netflix fronting that bill for these projects. And it enables him to get some really awesome creators. And the cool thing about his work is that he can do this stuff. He can still work on, you know, whatever his current project is because he's got some, like, magician's comic thing that he's doing. It enables him to do that. But then he can also have somebody like Kevin Smith and some other people come in and expand the world – you know, some of these other characters that he's created, which will just end up being, you know, fodder for movies, you know, Netflix shows and whatever.
Yeah, and yes, Kevin Smith. It's that Kevin Smith from Clerks and Mallrats and Chasing Amy and Dogma and Jay and Silent Bob. It is that one. Which he's no stranger to comic book writing. But Hit Girl, I guess this series, this comic book series is going to follow Hit Girl as she goes from location to location as an assassin. And we don't know if there's going to be a kick-ass Hit Girl crossover or not, but it is strictly going to follow Hit Girl, who was played in the movies by Chloe Grace Moretz, which I would like to definitely see movies with that character involved. But it's interesting that Kevin Smith is going to help do it. You must be a fan of Kick-Ass and Hit Girl. Atterbury, thoughts?
Sounds good. I haven't read any of Millar's comics at all. So my knowledge of his stuff is pretty much limited to the movies. Okay. And I love the movies. So if we're going to get, you know, Netflix shows or movies of that caliber, then I'm in for it.
All right. All right. Jeremy, do you think the Kick-Ass realm and world and Hit Girl world needs to be explored more like this? Or do you rather just see something like Kick-Ass Volume 4 or something like that?
I'm down for this. You know, there were times, you know, I think especially in the kind of second movie, you know, Hit Girl to me at times was more interesting than Kick-Ass.
Okay. I would agree with that. She has a really crazy upbringing, and I think she was always great in the movies for sure, and every time she was on screen. So I'm in. I'm definitely in. So I guess next year we'll see this series, right? I think is what they said, 2018.
Yeah, you should.
Maybe as early as February. So we will see. All right, I've got to ask Atterbury a question. Have you seen Justice League yet, Atterbury?
I haven't.
Well,
wow. I haven't seen any movies like lately at all because of the moving, and I moved myself also, so it's like a whole bunch of busy stuff.
So you obviously talked to your pal Jeremy about Justice League. Did it have any influence on you to see it? Because I know how you feel.
I'm going to go see it.
Okay, you're going to go see it.
I'm going to go see it in the theater.
Okay, so that's a big deal, man, because early on you were like, fuck no, I'm not going to do this.
Jeremy sold me on one factor alone, and that is the soundtrack.
Okay, okay.
I will go see it just to hear the old Batman theme and the old Superman theme.
Now, do you think you will like the movie other than those two aspects?
Jeremy said, what did you say? You gave it a 7 or an 8 on a sliding scale with a bit of a curve since it's a DC movie.
Yeah, yeah, I totally grade DC movies on a curve.
So he gave it a 7 or an 8 on a DC movie curve. Which is good enough for me. I'll go see that. Usually Jeremy's pretty spot on. If he thinks I'll like something, he's 9 times out of 10, he's right.
Okay. All right. 9 times out of 10, really?
Yeah, he's pretty spot on. The only thing that you had a miss with Hit. What was that? Not Hitman.
Kingsman.
King. He said he swore I was going to like that one, and I ended up not liking that one. So
well then.
I disappointed everybody.
Well then, dang it. Well, all right. We'll see how you like Justice League soon.
Yeah, I'll probably go see it this weekend, so I'll be able to report back on the next episode.
All right, good.
Because I know everyone's anxiously awaiting my opinion on it.
I sure as shit am, man. Fuck. I want to hear this.
But I haven't heard your thoughts on the movie, and I know everyone on the listening to the show probably has already, but I want to know what your thoughts on the movie were in the Reader's Digest version.
Well, I haven't seen the movie yet either, so I have to see it.
Oh, well, never mind.
Last episode, Jeremy had to. We went through the whole thing, but I was curious, since you hate DC, I wanted to hear if you saw it yet, what your thoughts were.
I guess we'll have to figure it out together.
Yes, that's true. Speaking of DC, DC Watchmen comic book. Jeremy, what is this DC Watchmen comic book news that has us all tingling?
DC has decided, because, you know, they own the Watchmen comic book universe, they have decided that they are going to bring the Watchmen into the DC kind of comic continuity universe, and they're combining them. And the first issue came out last Wednesday, and it was really fun and really awesome.
So that's like Rorschach and Batman and, like,
Dr. Manhattan and the Night Owl and the Silk Spectre, everybody all together in one world.
That's really cool. So is it set up like to be like they're a big part of it, or is it, you know, just kind of here and there?
We don't know yet. In this first issue, takes place a good bit after the end of Watchmen, like just the normal comic that you've read. And in the book, like Rorschach mailed his journal to a newspaper and basically outed what was going on to everybody. And so as a result of it, the world kind of is thrown, like, you know, many years later back into chaos. And like Ozymandias was outed, and so he's like on the run and people are trying to find him. You know, the U.S. and Russia are getting ready to throw down because each one is accusing the other one of being behind the whole thing. And all they really show you is, so Rorschach is alive, but we don't really know how at this point. But he appears in the book, and it's basically Ozymandias has hired people to try to find Dr. Manhattan to bring him back, because their world is about to end, and the only one that can save it is Dr. Manhattan. So the kind of prevailing theory a little bit is that they're going to bring back Dr. Manhattan, and in order to save that world, I guess he's going to combine that world with the DC universe somehow.
All right. I'm in. I love Watchmen. I actually watched the movie recently again, and damn it, I really like that movie.
Me too.
It's a great movie.
It is a great movie. Well, I'm in for that. I can't wait to see where that comic goes, and I guess it's monthly, right?
I think so, and I think it's 6 issues.
And is it?
I'm not sure.
Do you know? Is it just called DC Watchmen?
It's called the Doomsday Clock, I believe.
Okay.
And it's a really great graphic of the, you know, the yellow Doomsday Clock, and at the 12 o'clock spot, it's got a Superman symbol.
Oh, that's badass.
Yep. Like, I saw that and I was like, ooh, sold with that image alone.
That's really cool. I'm in. All right.
Yeah.
More DC news. It's like a DC Detective Comics show. All right. Suicide Squad 2. We hated Suicide Squad 1. But now there's a rumor it might happen that The Rock might play his DC character in the upcoming Suicide Squad 2. Saying that, nothing's set in stone. Nothing is final. This is just hearsay. This is just what's talk going around town, that The Rock might make an appearance in Suicide Squad 2. Do you want this to happen? Do we want Rock? Do you think The Rock can make this movie better? I need your opinions.
I can't believe you even asked that question. Do you think The Rock will make any movie better? The answer to that question is always yes. any movie. It could be Frozen Part 2. The Rock will make that movie better.
So I guess
The Rock made Moana better.
I guess he made Fast and Furious better.
He absolutely made Fast and Furious tolerable, is what he did. Because it was intolerable before he was in it. And it's franchise Viagra. That's the term, right?
Is that what The Rock is right now? Franchise Viagra?
That's his nickname in the biz.
Okay, so who is The Rock playing in the DC universe?
Black Adam.
And what is his whole role in the DC universe? He's kind of like, he's a villain, but also a hero at the same time, right?
I'll let Jeremy handle that.
He is not a hero. He is a villain. He is the evil version of Shazam.
Oh, Okay, so he's no anti-hero, so he's not like the Scorpion King, where he's like a villain and a hero?
Correct. He is just, across the board, not a good dude.
Well then, so is this the first time The Rock's been a villain?
Maybe.
All right. What were you going to say?
But, you know, it fits with the Suicide Squad model, because the idea of the Suicide Squad is that they're supposed to be a group of, you know, super badasses that are kind of government controlled. And the idea is that they're a contingency plan, honestly, against Superman specifically. So, like, if Superman or somebody like that goes rogue, they want to have a team of people that they can throw at them, you know, be it to whatever happens and whatever ends, and then have, you know, plausible deniability for when they go and fuck shit up.
Huh. So
Black Adam fits that, because that's what, because Shazam used to be called Captain Marvel. Shazam has basically pretty much in the comics, he has Superman level powers.
So it really could be at some point Superman versus Black Adam.
Yeah. I believe that's the plan for a future Justice League movie.
Oh my God, The Rock versus Henry Cavill?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. Give Superman the rock bottom.
Superman gets rock bottomed from orbit.
or even better.
Superman gets rock bottomed into the moon.
That would be badass. Or even like the people's elbow, the Black Adam's elbow. I want it to happen with the eyebrow and everything. Oh my God. Suicide Squad 2, do we really want it? Do we want Suicide Squad 2 if The Rock doesn't show up? But we want it if he does show up, right?
Yes.
Even if it's like a very small role?
It depends on how small. If it's just like a post-credit scene, then I don't give a shit. But if he's a main character in the movie, then I will go see that in theaters.
Are you really going to sit here and tell me you don't want Will Smith and The Rock in the same movie? Kluger?
I like Will Smith. I haven't liked anything he's done in a long time.
That is not the answer to my question.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I like Will Smith and I like The Rock. So, yes, I want them in a movie together. Have they not been in a movie together yet? I'm trying to think.
I don't think they have. They put The Rock in Bad Boys 3.
Huh.
Yes.
Which I don't know if it's happening anymore. Supposedly it's going to be a TV show without Martin Lawrence and Will Smith now.
And who the fuck wants that?
Exactly.
It's like, a Lethal Weapon TV show without
fucking people that wanted a Lethal Weapon TV show. That's who.
Yeah, y'all both said the same thing. That was great. So the Suicide Squad 2, The Rock, nothing set in stone, but it's been talked about that he actually might join it, which will just add to the ever expanding universe of The Rock.
The ever expanding Dwayne Johnson itis.
Yeah, seriously.
The Rockverse.
I have to bring up a quick thing since we're talking about The Rock. You know, The Rock is a big movie star, but also a big time pro wrestler. Another pro wrestler that has made it into the very big time is Dave Bautista, who you would see in Guardians of the Galaxy as Drax. He was a former pro wrestler, and recently in an interview, he stated that he wants to come back to pro wrestling full time, like house shows and everything.
Interesting.
So The Rock did that a few years ago, where he came back for a full year to fight at WrestleMania, back-to-back WrestleManias against John Cena. So I wonder if this is in the cards for Dave Bautista, which would be awesome because Bautista was an excellent wrestler and great in the ring. However, Bautista is a very old man now. He's like in his 50s. He doesn't look it, but he is old. The Rock is old too. If you see any of Rock's pictures, he has like gray hairs and everything. You don't see that in the movies though. But yeah, I would like to see The Rock and Bautista do a movie together. Why hasn't that happened? And what movie would that be?
Drax versus Black Adam.
That's a whole Marvel DC crossover, which brings me to, which we talked about last week, but we have to wait a week because I doubt we did this. And John, you weren't here, but last week I was talking with Jeremy about why has there not been any mention of a Marvel Cinematic Universe and a DC Cinematic Universe crossover trilogy of movies. And it's surprising that it hasn't happened yet, because it would make so much money if Warner Brothers and Disney got together and shared 50-50 everything.
I think at this point, it's likely that Marvel just doesn't want to touch the shit show that is the DC film universe.
Well, so hopefully for next week, my suggestion is that we all come up with a storyline that would be really cool with both of these things and in a trilogy of movies to have both DC and Marvel together.
What if we make it so the Marvel people are fighting the DC people because they don't know who they are? And then it turns out that Professor Xavier and Superman have the same mother name, and then they get along.
Well, that's your off the top, off the cusp.
That's just a crazy idea I just came up with right now.
Yeah, I know, right?
I don't know where I got that from. I mean, it sounds really stupid. I don't know why anyone would think about making a movie out of that shit.
Martha? Martha? We're friends. No, we should try to do that next week. But since we were talking about all this comic book stuff, we still have more comic book stuff to get to. Let's go to it.
It's just a comic book episode today.
It really is. Jeremy, you wrote down Vanity Fair Avengers covers Thor theory. What does this mean?
Well, those are two separate things, actually. Vanity Fair has some Avenger Infinity War covers, and they're really cool. I don't know if you guys looked at them or not. You can check them out on Marvel's Instagram page. I think it's neat because you've got Cap back in the Sentinel of Liberty suit from Winter Soldier, which is kind of everybody's favorite Captain America suit, including Chris Evans. So I thought that was pretty cool. Looks like you've got a new Iron Man armor, because he had a suit of armor in the Spider-Man movie that looked like it was kind of half finished. Like when you looked at it, you looked at like the lower extremity, like it was unpainted. So I'm going to be curious to see the lowdown on the new suit. But the interesting thing about the cover is kind of is Thor, because Thor's like back in the sort of traditional garb. He's got the short hair from Ragnarok, but he's holding the hammer.
Okay, I'm seeing it right now. Yeah, I see it.
And the hammer was destroyed in the movie. But, you know, to me, an interesting aspect of that is in the comics, like there was a while where, you know, Thor, they refer to him more frequently as Odin's son in the comics now. You know, he was not Thor for a while, and somebody else was, and was basically rocking his hammer. And I thought it was interesting because in the movie, Hela shows up, destroys the hammer. It just falls in the ground, right, in, you know, Norway, I think is where they were. And, you know, the pieces just get left there.
Wow.
And so it made me wonder if their plan is at some point to have somebody take over for Chris Hemsworth as Thor, or still have Chris Hemsworth but have him go the more like Odin's son route and actually have another actor or actress, because Thor is currently female in the comics, like, you know, take over the mantle of Thor.
Interesting. Yeah, I'm looking at this. It looks like Marvel just posted these a few hours ago.
Mm-hmm.
And we get to see, I mean, on the front cover, you see Spider-Man and Doctor Strange and Chris Pratt as his guardian. Star-Lord. Man, that's bad. I'm excited. There's so many characters. What are they going to do?
You don't even have Captain Marvel pictured there either.
Nope.
I know, she was conspicuously missing from those.
Yeah. But, you know, you also get the first, I think that's the first look I've seen of Evangeline Lilly in the Wasp suit.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And it's very, you know, it looks just like War Machine. And I guess since Don Cheadle, he's not dead. Because
he wasn't dead in the last movie.
Didn't he like get?
You know, remember that scene where they're like receiving the package from Stan Lee, and after the fact, and he's helping him do his physical therapy.
Oh yeah. Yes, that's right.
He made the robot legs for him.
That's yeah. right. That's right. You got robot legs, Lieutenant Dan. No, this looks good, and man, yeah. And Thor still has his same haircut from Thor Ragnarok.
It's hard to know what's legit because apparently they released a trailer of Infinity War at, what was it, just the big San Diego Comic-Con earlier this year. But when they showed that movie, when they showed that clip, Thor still had long hair in that clip for Infinity War. And then, as you guys know, he had it all cut off in the story for Ragnarok.
Weird.
So there was definitely some smoke screen in that trailer.
Weird. All right. I don't know what to think. No, I just looked at those on the Vanity Fair thing. That was pretty sweet. I liked it.
Yeah.
I liked it a lot. And all right. All right. What shall we move on now to Battlefront 2 or what do you think?
Yeah, man, let's give us your take.
Okay, so I finally got Star Wars Battlefront 2. I know Jonathan and Jeremy have been playing. I finally played last night for a few hours with Jeremy. It was quite fun. Leveled up and everything. It is first reactions to it, cause since, like I said, I've only played a few hours. To go back to what we've talked to about earlier, yes, they did fix the crazy things to get the crazy points that you would need to get Darth Vader and Luke. Like playing for a couple hours, I received enough points to buy those characters already. So kudos to EA for fixing that after the backlash. But my thoughts so far, holy shit, the in-game play is insanely good, and the first player story mode graphics are insanely amazing. Like, holy shit, you can see facial pores. It literally looks like the actors. It's that good. I was impressed. So far, the first, I've only done like the first few minutes of this first story or first person story mode, but campaign, but I like it. Going on to multiplayer, it quickly gets you into a match unlike before, which I like. A couple things I don't like about it, which I'm trying to get used to. When you're in multiplayer and you die, sometimes it takes 12 seconds to respawn because it wants you to respawn with a group of people. So that could be 2 seconds or it could be as much as 10 to 12 seconds, which I'm getting used to because it really
sucks. It'll respawn you without a group.
Yeah, because so that's like when you wait 2 seconds, but usually it waits long. Well, for me, with the games we were playing, it would wait to get other people in before you respawn so you can respawn together.
I wonder if they changed that in an update, because when I was playing it, it wasn't like that. I haven't played in like a week and a half, though, because I was out. But when I was playing first, it was just like as soon as you would hit the respawn button, it would load you in a queue to respawn. And if other people joined it in that time, then you'd respawn with them. But if not, you'd just respawn alone.
But did that take 10 seconds, though?
I forget how long it took. It wasn't long enough to be annoying.
I don't know. The countdown clock is 10, so...
For me, the average is probably about 5 seconds that it takes to load in with a group, which I kind of dig that idea in concept that way when you spawn, you're not spawning by yourself. So the idea is that, you know, if the people stay together, which of course they don't, but you know,
but the three of us will.
That you're not alone. But the thing that the previous Battlefront's single best feature was partner spawn.
Where they have that though,
where if you died, you could be like, "Do you want to spawn on your partner?" And you could be like, "Yes," and then boom, you know, there I am next to the Shankmeister, whooping ass again.
No, I like that too, and that's not here this time.
And I feel like that's the one thing that's my biggest complaint about the game is later the three of us are going to play, we're going to get in the group, and then all of a sudden when one of us dies, we're spawned by ourselves over here with, you know, with three other randos that we didn't come there to play that game with.
Yeah. No, I agree. Because as we saw yesterday, some of the players didn't know what the hell they were doing when we were playing with them.
Yeah, we played heroes versus villains, and those dudes were running off by themselves constantly.
Yeah, it was annoying. But I think that could be fixed. I would like to spawn on the partners for sure. Another minor complaint that I have is that so during in multiplayer mode, you accrue points throughout, and then as many points you accrue, you can pick superheroes like Chewbacca or Darth Vader to play with or get ships. So when you do that and you die with those characters, you don't get them again. You have to get that many points again. I just wish that they would stay that way for the rest of the game. Like, let's say you hit 3,000 points, you unlock Chewie for the game. I wish you would unlock Chewie for the rest of the game and not have to accrue the same amount of points to get him again.
Well, the problem with that is if you bought Chewbacca, then nobody else would get to play as Chewbacca for the rest of the game.
Yeah, but there's so many other characters that you can choose.
There's not. There's like six characters per side, if that.
So you say that. Okay, good point. Overwatch had the thing where you can pick the same character in a match. And most of the time, if everybody picked the same character, they would lose immediately. So I think maybe for the first week or so, people would be picking the same characters. But after that, they would realize that, oh, you need different characters to do different things, I think.
I think everyone would just be like, all right, I'm going to be the most powerful character, and then just play as that character for the rest of the match. Because it's the most fun to be the heroes, or you know, whoever the super characters are.
Oh, of course.
Plus, like... If you did that where somebody got the points required to play as Vader or Luke or whatever, there's no incentive for them to try to stay alive because there's no consequences for them dying.
Exactly.
Plus, what it then enables is that character is on the battlefield the entire rest of that game, no matter what.
Which is just an unstoppable shit show.
Yeah, the only way those characters really die is if everybody goes after them together, or they're dumb enough to run into a room by themselves and get taken out.
Okay.
And yeah, so basically, it's good that you only had one shot.
You would have heroes. You would have all those heroes running around the whole way through, just mowing down everybody with no consequences. And so then they could just run into a room, get a couple kills. Okay, respawn, run into a room, get a couple kills. And now all of a sudden in that match, that guy's got like 80 kills.
Interesting. Okay.
That's what heroes versus villains is for, though. If you want to be a hero or villain for the entire match, you play that game mode and you're good.
Mm-hmm.
Right. No, I get that. I mean, I play with Lando, and Lando had some really cool things, but man, the guns versus the lightsabers were just night and day. Lightsabers just kill me every time I'm somebody with a blaster.
It's really interesting because I feel like this time, it's a much better matchup. It's not necessarily like guns versus blaster. It's more like if you're a close-range character or a long-range character or a mid-range, they've all got their strengths and weaknesses, and I really like that because in the previous game, they all kind of felt the same. You know, they didn't really – like Darth Vader could throw his lightsaber like a sniper rifle. It was just ridiculous. So I really like that they've made it so each character really has their own play style now.
Yeah, and that's why I like Lando because he has the infrared. Like, he can see people across the map where they are, you know, that are trying to hide. I thought that was really
exactly. Cool. But if Lando throws down with Darth Vader up close or Darth Maul, he's going to get the shit kicked out of him.
Correct. and I have to say that I played with Yoda. Yoda was very difficult to handle in a lightsaber battle. It looked like he was just jumping.
Yoda is the odd job of this Battlefront 2 game.
I don't know. Darth Maul was the best. Like, I played with Darth Maul. Holy God, I got the most kills with Darth Maul.
See, I Darth Maul is one of my least favorite characters to use so far. I die so fast with Darth Maul.
See, I didn't at all. We played, I think, every game mode yesterday that we could play. And it, like I said, the menus are so much easier to navigate. It's easier to pick your to upgrade your weapons and everything. They really did a good job. The sound's amazing. The look's amazing. The levels are super cool. I think some of the voice acting, at least when you're doing multiplayer, sounds very tin box echoey, like kind of like a hologram style.
It's made to sound like a battle droid.
Oh, okay. Even the other, the main characters?
I'm pretty sure the battle droid voice narrates all the missions. Right, Jeremy?
No, I think he's even talking about, like, the Rey voiceover and stuff like that.
Oh, you're talking about all the characters?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think that's supposed to, the idea is that when you're hearing them, you're not hearing them talking to you directly. You're supposed to be hearing them what would be over the equivalent of, like, a headset in your helmet.
Ah, okay. Well, that makes sense then. All right. Still good. I mean, your minor complaints. It's literally apples and oranges from the first one and the second one. I will say that yesterday we did have a couple problems connecting, or we had to restart the game. But I don't know if that was on our end or on the server's end.
I think that was on their end, just with our group connection.
Okay. All right. But still, it's nothing like... I definitely recommend Battlefront 2. So far, it is excellent, and I look forward to playing with you three, as well as many other people in our faction, because I feel like we would destroy people.
We would.
We will.
We will. I also got the new Wolfenstein game, New Colossus. I haven't played it yet, but it is installed and ready to go. And I am looking forward to playing that, and I will have my update for you on that. Have you played that yet, John or Jeremy?
No, I played the last one, and I liked the last one a lot. I didn't love it enough to want to buy this one. I bought the last one. I bought the expansion for it. And it was a lot of fun, but I don't know. I haven't really been interested enough to get this one. I'm too busy with Star Wars Battlefront 2 and Call of Duty World War II.
Yeah, I haven't even touched Call of Duty World War II in a while.
Dude, yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like, I love both of those games so much that I'm not even tuning into other games at the moment.
And I have to say, I did finally play South Park, The Fractured Butthole, over Thanksgiving break. And it's super excellent and fun. You won't like it if you don't like South Park, but if you're a big South Park fan, you watch all the shows, you're going to love South Park, The Fractured Butthole. It is, everything's in there. you're going to love it. It's really funny. Because it's like their superhero version of South Park. It's really good. But yeah, Star Wars Battlefront 2. I look forward to playing it more, and... Like I said, it's I can't imagine what other DLC content they're going to add to this that they don't have already.
So I was reading that the first DLC they're putting out, as far as extra like super characters, are going to be Finn and Phasma.
Oh, dude, Phasma's going to look badass in this game.
Yep, no doubt about that. So I'm sure we'll get we see them thrown down in the Last Jedi trailers.
Yeah.
The two of them. So I'm sure we'll get some costumes or whatever inspired by whatever they're doing in that movie.
Very cool. Very cool.
So that's the first DLC. And it's also going to be, I think it's kind of a nice, well-rounded thing. There's going to be more multiplayer maps. There's going to be, I think, more single-player campaign involved as well.
Yeah.
And that's the only thing they've announced officially for the for DLC.
All right. I'm glad to know there's more campaign coming. I finished the campaign and it's awesome.
How long did it take you? It was like a couple hours, or is it 8 hours, 10 hours?
There's like 12 or 13 levels.
Okay. Cool. Cool, cool, cool. No, I'm like I said, I'm enjoying it. Piloting the aircrafts, the ships, took some getting used to. Still getting used to those, because it's different than the Battlefront 1. But so far, I'm enjoying it. The flying around aspect of the game is pretty cool. Yeah, I guess that's all I have for Star Wars Battlefront 2. Anything else y'all want to add on that front?
Nope, I'm just loving it so far, and I'm excited. I haven't played the campaign at all, so now that I'm back home with my Xbox all hooked up, I can't wait to play it.
Alrighty then. Anything else on the docket that y'all want to discuss? I know we're at 50 minutes here, but
I don't think so. That's all I had.
Nope. I guess that's it for today's show.
Wrapping it up.
Well, I'm trying to think if there was anything else really worth talking about that has come out in the last couple of days, but not that I know of. I guess we're just all just waiting for The Last Jedi, and I guess that's the last big movie of the year.
It's less than a month away.
Yeah, well, December 15th. I expect the screening information literally any hour now, so I am hardcore waiting on that. Oh, I do want to bring up a few things that I just remembered. So Harry Potter, they have released the first four movies finally in 4K in HDR, high dynamic range. I've watched them. Holy shit, it's like night and day. I watched my Blu-ray and I watched this new 4K versions of the movies. My God, the 4K versions of the first four Harry Potter movies look and sound amazing. If you're Harry Potter fans and you have a 4K TV and 4K player, highly, highly, highly recommended. The sound alone is worth it. Specifically, in the first movie, when the big wizard chess scene happens, when, you know, those giant stone chess pieces move, it literally feels like they're moving over you. It's so good. And all the years ago when CG wasn't as great as it was now, looks really good with the new HDR and the colors. Just happy to see the first four films in this format, and it looks great. And if you get them, you also get the standard Blu-ray, all the extras from the previous disc, and the digital copy. Highly recommended. All
right. Right on.
No, nobody likes Harry Potter here? It's just Star Wars or nothing?
I love Harry Potter. I just don't have a 4K TV, man.
You got to get a 4K TV, sir.
One of these days.
But yeah, if you do, definitely check that out. Also, Night of the Living Dead, the original Night of the Living Dead, 1968, George Romero, was announced for a February release on Criterion Collection. I think we mentioned this last week, but we wanted to update you on that as well, just to be sure. As well as January Criterion release, The Breakfast Club, Criterion, first time ever. And then in February, Night of the Living Dead. Two awesome movies on Criterion. Very excited about this. So, yes. I guess that's it for our podcast this week. I think we're all just... we're exhausted from moving and eating and celebrating and all sorts of stuff. But we are back. We will be back through the new year. And hopefully next week we will have some excellent, funny, spot-on theory storylines for a Marvel DC Cinematic Universe crossover movie. Trilogy of movies, really, that don't involve Martha. Because in the end, we want them to be good, because Batman vs. Superman was not good at all, unless Jonathan had a change of heart and he likes that movie now.
That did not happen.
Okay, so it didn't happen. All right, so I guess until next week, we're Mediocrity, and Jeremy Magert and Jonathan Atterbury, thanks, as always. Where can they find you guys?
You can find me, Jeremy Magert Art, on Instagram and Twitter.
And Jonathan.
And you can find me by listening to this podcast.
On Mediocrity. Did you sign off of social media?
Yeah, I'm doing it. I'm getting off the social media bus, my friend.
I did that too, man. Did you notice at all?
No, I didn't. I haven't even checked in like 2 weeks. I'm not on social media. I was just kind of getting off of it, and then I'm going to be deleting it soon.
Twitter and Instagram, it's been perhaps 2 months, and Facebook has been a month or more now.
Yeah, it's just not fun anymore. You know, it's not good.
Yeah, I hear you, man. I hear you. I have not. So I'm debating whether or not to wait till the end of the year and just do like to get rid of everything on social media and then just start like an overall boomstick or a mediocrity one, just so that you can post our stuff. But even then, people still listen and subscribe to it anyway. So I was curious on that. I don't know if what Jeremy thinks about social media, but I've definitely had a lot more time since I've gotten off of it to do other things and work on other
things. Dude, seriously, it's such a time suck. It's, you know, for people that are creative, it seems like it's just an absolute mega time suck.
What about you, Jeremy? What are your thoughts?
I don't love it. I kind of have to do it for the comic side of stuff. But the thing I run into is like you always have the rules of like, oh, well, you know, you need to post, you know, 3 times a day at the same time. And it's like, man, the amount of time that it takes me to like put into making posts every day. It's like, yeah, it's like there'll be 3 or 4 days where I just don't have time to like to throw in a post.
Yeah. I know. I totally get it. Now, and like I said, I have not posted on social media in a long time, and it's going to keep that way. And I'll say it's actually been better. I haven't been stressed. I haven't been angry.
Same here, man. You realize how much stress is just absorbed by getting on social media. It's a toxic thing.
Yep. So I'm glad, Mr. Jonathan and Jeremy, we await you in the club as well at some point.
I think if it wasn't for Jeremy's business stuff, he would have signed off on social media long ago.
Oh, long ago.
Yeah. So yeah, that's the deal. So yeah, you can just find us on iTunes or Boomstick. That's where you can find us. So there it is. Or hopefully, the one thing I think I might still do is I want to make YouTube videos about movie reviews and stuff like that. But I don't consider that social media per se. They will just be videos. They won't be linked on any.
Just wait until you read that comment
section. Yeah, that's what I was about to say. You don't think YouTube is social media? Go read some comment sections.
true. All right, Mediocrity. We are good to go. Oh, quick note before we leave. Just got an update news wise. James Franco and Kevin Hart will host Saturday Night Live in December. So if Kevin Hart's hosting, maybe a Rock cameo will happen. So we will see. SNL. But yeah, all right. We'll see you next week with all of our news, love, and affection.